Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ningnen M. Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Lipu Rio urges district administrators to drive transformation in evolving governance system. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu calls on youth to embrace emerging technologies. Nagaland directs fair price shops to strictly follow smart PDS guidelines. And Nagaland to host annual general meeting of the Athletics Federation of India next week. Now the news in detail. The Deputy Commissioners Conference 2026 began today at the Civil Secretariat in Kohima with Chief Minister Lipu Rio calling on district administrators to act as drivers of transformation in a more citizen-centric and technology-driven governance system. In his keynote address, Mr. Rio said the role of deputy commissioners has evolved from primarily regulatory to development-oriented, with a strong focus on last-mile delivery of welfare schemes, coordination across departments, and effective grievance redressal. He stressed the need to balance law and order responsibilities with development administration. Among other things, the Chief Minister emphasized the importance of accurate data in the upcoming Digital Census 2027 and the role of DCs as principal census officers. He urged DCs to ensure transparency and credibility in the exercise. The Chief Minister further called for close coordination with village and tribal councils, particularly in implementing the Register of Indigenous Inhabitants of Nagaland to safeguard the rights of genuine beneficiaries. Mr. Rio called on DCs to shift towards a governance model that goes beyond schemes and dependency to one that is rooted in outcomes, accountability and tangible impact on people's lives. He further emphasized upon moving forward with clarity, commitment and purpose to make governance efficient, empathetic, inclusive and impactful. The two-day conference brings together DCs and senior officials to deliberate on key governance and development issues in the state, focus on strengthening governance, service delivery and inclusive development across Nagaland. Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu today called on youth to seize opportunities in emerging technologies, saying technology remains the driving force of global industry. She was speaking at the inauguration of the extension of the Centre of Excellence Industry 4.0 Srujan at the Nagaland Tool Room and Training Centre NTTC in Dimapur. She said the facility, established under a CSR initiative by Bharat Forge with support from Simusoft Technologies, continues to be the only Industry 4.0 Centre of Excellence in the Northeast. Ms. Jakhalu reaffirmed the state government's commitment to developing the NTTC into a one-stop hub for technological learning, equipping youth with skills for employment and entrepreneurship.
Whether we like it or not, it is the technologies that is driving everything. So our young people from Nagaland, we have to, it is a way of life. We have no other option. So make sure that we are not behind people, but let us make sure that we are the first player to get into this field. We want to focus on merit. We want to focus on excellence, but that can happen. Government can create the system for you, but our young people have to be motivated.
She urged the youth to utilize these opportunities to secure their livelihoods and contribute to the state economic growth. Earlier, the advisor also inaugurated modernized classrooms and a 50-kilowatt hybrid solar panel infrastructure. Nagaland's Department of Food and Civil Supplies has directed all fair price shops, including village council-run outlets, under the National Food Security Act to strictly comply with guidelines under the Smart PDS program. In an advisory, the department said that since the rollout of Smart PDS in May last year, the use of EPOS devices for all transactions has been made mandatory, along with proper recording of undistributed food grains and completion of eKYC for all beneficiaries as per NFSA provisions. The department has also asked all ration card holders to complete their eKYC by April 30, failing which, subsidy entitlements may lead to suspension. For transparency, beneficiaries can access details of entitlements, allocations and fair price shops through the official portal epos.nagaland.gov.in. More than 5,72,000 households have availed their self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the Census 2027. The Registrar General of India stated that this reflects increasing public participation in the digital initiative for Census 2027. The first phase of Census began on 1st April and self-enumeration facility will continue until the 15th of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in 11 states and union territories. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. The theme of this year is Homeopathy for Sustainable Health. Addressing an event at Vidya Bhavan in New Delhi on the occasion, Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said that homeopathy is not merely an alternative but a science rooted in compassion and evidence. He said that the popularity of homeopathy is significantly increasing as people are preferring homeopathy-based treatment. He urged countrymen to move forward with a robust scientific approach. Mr. Jadhav said that homeopathy is establishing itself as a sustainable health system in India's health model.
समय के साथ होम्योपैथी ने निरंतर अपनी मजबूती बढ़ाई और हमारे सार्वजनिक स्वास्थ्य तंत्र में एक सार्थक स्थान बनाया है। आज भारत में होम्योपैथी का एक सशक्त और निरंतर विस्तार करता हुआ कार्यबल मौजूद है, जिसमें लगभग 3.45 लाख पंजीकृत चिकित्सक शामिल है।
Turning to the world of sports, the Nagaland Athletics Association, NAA, will host the annual general meeting, AGM, of the Athletics Federation of India, AFI, from April 13 to 16 in Kohima. Announcing this at a press conference today, AFI Associate Vice President and NAA President Abu Mehta described the event as historic for Nagaland, marking the first time a national sports federation will hold its AGM in the state. He said the AGM will be inaugurated by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio.
Close to 100 delegates from all over the country, every state of the Indian Union, union territories and sports boards, our corporate partners and representatives of private sector will be here for a three-day AGM, which will be held at Hotel Vivor in Kohima. We are also expecting to welcome legendary athletes, former sportspersons, national award winners, Arjuna Awardees. We will be welcoming the entire executive of the Athletic Federation of India, the President of the South Asian Athletic Federation, Vice President of World Athletics, amongst many others.
The AGM will focus on athletics development, infrastructure expansion and India's preparations for major international events, including the Asian Games and World Championships. Dedicated discussions will also emphasize grassroots engagement and integrating Nagaland and the Northeast into the national sports ecosystem. Mr. Mehta said the AGM will enhance Nagaland's visibility and open avenues for capacity building programs for coaches, officials and organizers. A senior AFI delegation is also expected to meet the state government to explore collaborations in sports development. Nagaland has advanced to the finals of the Northeast Cricket Development Council Under-23 Women's Interstate T20 Tournament 2026. In the semi-final played in Sikkim yesterday, Nagaland defeated Meghalaya by a convincing 20 runs in a rain-shortened 12-over match. Batting first, Nagaland scored 72 for the loss of 7 wickets. Chasing the target, Meghalaya struggled to gain momentum against a tight bowling attack and were bowled out for 51. Nagaland's Roma Subha delivered an impressive bowling spell, claiming a hat-trick to secure her third consecutive Player of the Match award in the tournament. Nagaland will face Mizoram in the summit clash tomorrow. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rainfall activity in Nagaland and its neighbouring states during the next few days. The department said Nagaland is likely to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds during the period. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio urges district administrators to drive transformation in evolving governance system. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu calls on youth to embrace emerging technologies. Nagaland directs fair price shops to strictly follow smart PDS guidelines. And Nagaland to host annual general meeting of the Athletics Federation of India next week. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.